Grace, peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed. Are you a leader? That might be a question you would get at a job interview, perhaps. Leadership is a valuable quality to have. If you have leadership, it means that others respect what you say, and what you say holds a certain amount of weight in the mind of others. If you're a leader, it means that you make the tough decisions, you're decisive, and you act on behalf of people who are under you. Sometimes being a leader is a thankless job. You may need to make some very unpopular decisions. Those decisions may not be what the people want. Sometimes those unpopular decisions is what the people need. Sometimes being a leader is a glorified position. If you make decisions that save people's jobs or people's lives, then perhaps you will be beloved. Think of some of the greatest leaders we had in history. Leaders who got their people through wars, people like Churchill or maybe FDR. They made tough decisions and got people through hard times. Being a leader may not be easy, but if done correctly, you'll be beloved. So, are you a leader? Should we be? Today we read from John chapter 1, verses 43 through 46. The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." In our account today, we find a recently called Philip. A couple of verses earlier, John the Baptist had pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." One of the disciples who heard him say this was Andrew. Andrew told his brother Peter about this and said, "We have found the Messiah." Philip was called directly by Jesus himself, and now he wanted to go find Nathanael and tell him about Jesus. Just like Andrew had to tell Peter about this man, so did Philip have to tell Nathanael. Notice what introduction here that Philip gives Jesus, especially in the ears of a fellow Jew. If you were Jewish and you heard, "We found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, the son of Joseph," this would definitely pique your interest. When you name drop Moses, one of the greatest leaders in the entire history of Israel, you would definitely get a reaction. What exactly were those writings of Moses that he was talking about? Deuteronomy 18:15. "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. You shall hear him." Not only this passage, but the entirety of the Old Testament continually points to the Messiah, the one who would redeem Israel, the one who would be the Savior from sin. Jesus is that one. He is the Messiah. Philip had to let Nathanael know about him. It was important. After so many years of waiting, the Savior is finally here. Well, Philip's statement did get a reaction. He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" You can almost hear the scorn in Nathanael's answer, can't you? Really? This man, this great man, is from Nazareth? Really? Nazareth was probably a small village anyways, little reputation. It was true that Jesus came from very humble beginnings. He was, after all, literally born in a barn. Nathanael had some reservations. Philip didn't argue with him. He didn't try to convince him either. He simply said, "Come and see." Philip said a lot without saying much at all. He shows us a great method to use when we teach others about Jesus as well. Come and see. He was leading Nathanael to Jesus. We must admit that we often fail to use this come and see approach. sometimes the simplest approach is the best one. Do people in your life have hardships? Tell them to come and see. Come and see Jesus. Now, you can't physically make them come and physically see Jesus, but you can lead them to the Bible. Jesus is in the Bible, and with the Spirit's help, you can lead others to come and see Jesus and what the Bible has to say. Come and see. These are words to remember in our own lives as well. Are you having troubles in your personal life? Come and see what Jesus has to say. Are you having trouble with that one specific sin? Come and see what God has to say about it. Come and see that the law condemns your sins. Yet Jesus forgives you. Come and see Jesus. Isn't that why we're here today? When we come and see Jesus, the rest of our life comes into perspective. Are you a leader? Lead others to Jesus. It's not your job to create faith. Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all nations. How do we do that? We bring the Word of God. The Word has the power to create disciples. The Holy Spirit creates faith, not us. Nathanael would believe in Jesus and became a disciple. It wasn't Philip who made that faith, it was Jesus. How do we lead? We can lead by example. By living a Christian life, others can see that there's something different about you. Matthew 5, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We can lead people to Jesus by being Christians. We lead people to Jesus by leading them to the Bible. With the Holy Spirit's direction, either our example or our words leads them to the great leader, Jesus Christ, who will lead all of his believers to heaven. We lead others to the true leader, Jesus. Before our great leader, we were dead in our trespasses. We were lost in darkness, blind from the truth. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to lead us out of darkness. Those great leaders I mentioned before were all great leaders of men, but they were all sinful. Jesus is different. Jesus lived the perfect life, died an innocent death, and rose again. He did it all for you and for me. He leads and loves us. Are we leaders? Yes, we are. We can lead because Jesus first led. So lead. Lead others to the Bible. With the help of the Holy Spirit, lead others to Christ. Tell people to come and see. We pray. Dear Jesus, lead us and help us to lead. Amen. We'll sing the first three verses of hymn 552 this morning.